Your quest begins. Are you listening to me, boy? The man yelling at you is inches from your face. His eyes are wide and wild, and you can feel the heat of his breath on your cheek. You've never seen or met him before in your life. You have no idea who he is. His intensity makes you cringe and turn your head, taking in the inky darkness and feeling the soft dirt under your feet. It's just the two of you out here in the middle of nowhere, seemingly in the dead of night. Where the heck am I? Beside you, a blazing fire pops and sparks. You tense and find that you're sitting on a hard stump of wood. Am I camping? Your mouth is dry like sandpaper, and your nostrils burn with dust and smoke. If you do not listen, you do not stand a chance, the man goes on. He imitates a knife slicing across his neck as he backs away from you, the motion drawing your attention to his bare, dark-skinned, muscular chest. The band around his head has... Are those teeth? They're pointed upward like tiny, menacing horns. You try to find something familiar in your surroundings, but your eyes haven't fully adjusted to the darkness. Orange light flickers from the fire and illuminates a few nearby huts. Each is thatched together with branches and grass. This sure isn't like the camping trips you went on when you were little. This feels very different. Like it's not about having fun. You'll be sent out soon, the man says as he circles you, thudding the handle of the spear with each step as he sizes you up. Which is why the village elders have tasked me with starting to train you. Train me? For what? You wonder, the blood beginning to beat in your ears. And what in the... This dude has a legit spear? Take your weapon. He gestures to a second spear. Its handle pushed into the earth next to you. The sharpened blade points to the stars of the galaxy above. They seem to be glowing more brightly than you've ever seen before. I crafted yours with wood of the ebony tree, bone of the wildebeest, and iron from the earth. It can kill an animal 3 times your size. Only true warriors are fit to carry this weapon. Make it your prized possession. But use it poorly, and you may injure yourself, or worse. You look at the blade. It's as long as your leg. You finally find your voice. Who are you? You ask. Me? He laughs, full of pity. I'm your only hope. I'm the only chance you have. I'm the one who will guide you through this savanna, and I am the one who will teach you how to return alive from your quest. My quest? You ask, feeling more deeply ensnared by each of his questions. Yes, your quest to face the king of beasts, the man says. Like a lion? Is there any other king of beasts? He snaps. Then, lowering his voice, I am Kakuta. I was chosen to be your warrior guide. Take your spear. Come now, take it. We don't have time for games. You reach and slowly pull it from the earth. You feel its weight in your palm, which convinces you that you aren't dreaming. This is mine? Every warrior before you has completed a quest like the one in front of you. You must face and kill a lion. Learn and you will survive. Grow and become strong. Succeed and you will prove yourself worthy. You will be held in the highest respect. Our people will call you warrior. There's a pause. And the question falls out of your mouth. And if I fail? Then we will not call you anything, the man snarls. Because you will be dead. You will bring back the body of a lion or... You dart your eyes anxiously, waiting. After a beat, he finishes. Or a lion will bring back your tattered body back to its cubs. One way or another, one will die and one will live. You shake your head. How can this be happening? You learned in biology that an adult male lion weighs like 420 pounds. They can leap 30 feet in the air and run faster than 50 miles per hour. What possible chance would you stand against an alpha predator like that? Even 10 grown men would run for their lives if a lion was chasing them down the street.